Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Thursday of the 20th week of Ordinary Time. Today's theme, living in the land of holiness. What this world needs now to deliver it from so much evil happening in so many different ways is a stronger, holier Christian body of believers. In today's first reading from Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 23 to 28, God speaks to us with assurance that because of our desire to love Him and follow Him, we will grow in holiness. No doubt about it. Are you holy now? Yes. When you were baptized, your sinful nature died and you received life in the Holy Spirit. The problem is, we don't always act according to our true nature. We reject our own goodness and thus we sin. Or said more accurately, we reject the Holy Spirit within us. If we accept the invitation of Jesus to join the great wedding banquet, like he explains in today's gospel reading from Matthew chapter 22, verses 1 through 14, our heavenly King graces us with a feast of his goodness. And our Queen Mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, who lived her entire life in the fullness of grace, adds her prayers to ours and shares with us her gift of grace. This is how God proves His holiness to the world. He proves it, as Ezekiel prophesied, through us and our ever-increasing holiness. What sins are currently controlling you? Can God help you overcome them? Read Ezekiel's words as a promise from God to you personally. I will take you away from the world of sinfulness because it's foreign to your true nature, and I will bring you back into my kingdom, your real home. I will sprinkle purity, clean water, upon you to cleanse you from all your impurities. I will cleanse you from the muck of your idols, from everything that you hold dearer than your true God. I will remove your stony heart and give you a new heart, the sacred heart of my Son, and place it within you a new spirit, my Holy Spirit. This Spirit will empower you to live by my statutes and decrees. You shall live in the land of holiness, my kingdom, which I gave to your ancestors, the saints who went before you. You shall be my child, and I will be your God. Indeed, this is already so because you desire it. All I ever needed from you was your permission to lead you, to change you, and to embrace you. Thank you for giving this to me in the Sacrament of Reconciliation, in the Penance Rites of Mass, and in your everyday love for me.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.